This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got a lot to talk about today. The Obamacare premiums. Obamacare still exists. We haven't gotten rid of it yet. And premiums are expected to rise. Half a point. 5%. What? 15%. Obamacare premiums are supposed to rise an average of 15%, which means some could be 20, 21, 25%. We're going to talk about that. Not good. We're also going to talk about FDA is warning that these little Orajels and these little baby teething medications are not safe. I would, like, dump a half a tube of that stuff in my kid's mouth to get him to stop crying. Not safe. They may be pulled off the market. We're going to talk about that. Do you guys remember there was a woman who was arrested for a DUI? And in Texas, and then she claimed that the Texas state trooper sexually assaulted her. Well, body cam video shows she was lying. Her lawyer had to make an apology, and I don't think she's going to get in trouble for making those false claims. I think she should be put to, you know, I think she should be in jail. She should probably be given the same penalty as he would have been, again, you know, received. Being accused of sexual assault. And we need to put a stop to this stuff. But this is what makes us women look bad. Having somebody like this out there going, oh, I was sexually assaulted, when she wasn't. Lung cancer on the rise in young women. Young women. Is it because of vaping? Is it because of pollution? We're going to talk about that. Carbon dioxide is changing our food value and our food nutrition. Antidepressants, again, linked to weight gain. We'll talk about that. Obesity, linked to multiple cancers. Now they say 12 cancers. We'll talk about that. And people really believe the Loch Ness Monster exists. And there are DNA tests that offer more clues. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the next segment, Andrew Coates, candidate for District 12 Board of Region in my neck of the woods, is going to come on and talk about campus safety and everything college. So that's going to be really, really interesting. And obviously, breaking news, Trump has canceled a summit with Kim Jong-un. I got to tell you, this is the most entertaining president. There is never a dull moment. I could watch Trump speak for hours. I used to be able to watch President Clinton, Bill Clinton, speak, you know. I thought he was a fabulous orator. Thought he, you know, he knew how to speak and he knew how to be suave and all that. That's not why I watch Trump speak. I watch Trump speak because he says it exactly the way it is. Today he was talking about tariffs and how other countries are taking advantage and, you know, have been taking advantage and being lazy and all sorts of other stuff. And I was like, dang, I've never heard a president talk like that. Well, he did something that I think he probably should have done. Although we really need a touch bit more diplomacy when it comes to North Korea. But he has canceled his summit because North Korea's Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sung-hyun slammed VP Mike Pence on Wednesday, calling Mike Pence a political dummy, ignorant, and stupid. Now, remember I was just saying yesterday how we need to be a country where when you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us? You call any American dumb, we don't work with you. You show respect to each one of us. Now, in this case, it ended up being the vice president. But, I mean, you know, how many other presidents have you seen where other countries would call our leaders names and they blow it off and they still, or other countries take our men and women, abduct them, and yeah, we're talking to them, we're having tea and we're greeting them. We're, oh, no, 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 no. You mess with us. You disturb one hair on the head of any of our residents. You mess with the whole country. So Trump said it would be inappropriate to hold talks after Cho's rant. I agree. Pence told Fox News on Monday that North Korea could end up like Libya if it doesn't make a deal with Trump. That is what led to the outrage. So, Trump said, you talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never be used. He sent this in a letter to Kim. North Korea's vice foreign minister had slammed Pence for his unbridled and impudent remarks that North Korea might end like Libya. Cho Sun Hugh also said the future of the summit between Pyeongchang and Washington was entirely up to the U.S. So Trump said in his letter to Kim that as a result of the tremendous anger and open hostility demonstrated by North Korea in the latest back and forth, he was pulling out of the June 12th meeting to discuss Pyongyang's nuclear program. He said, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have a long planned meeting. I agree. He said, therefore, please let this letter serve to represent the Singapore summit for the good of both parties, but to the detriment of the world will not take place. Trump has that power, and you want to know what? I think he is right. All right, you can't go there having somebody insult your second-in-command, who could later be president one day, and act like, oh, no big deal. We aren't that desperate to work with North Korea. See, that's the art of the deal. I've never read Trump's book, Art of the Deal, but one thing that I've learned with negotiating is you need to act like ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I don't need you. I'm coming to the table as a favor to you. So you would so I don't need to swallow my pride or take insults, right? So I, you know, how should things go with North Korea? I don't know. I'm one of those people where when somebody says, yeah, I have nuclear power and I'll just get rid of it, I just don't believe them. How do you spend those billions and billions of dollars and hours of research and build something to protect your country and then say, oh, yeah, I'll just dismantle them and throw them out? I just don't see how countries do that. I mean, we could demand that they do that. But, I mean, my guess is, you know, they're going to keep them hidden somewhere. And I think the summit is just for political points. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and the bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth growth treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To the bone. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You know, I just want to talk about really, really quickly. You know, we're coming into a very, very hot season right now. And this is unfortunately a time where people are stupid and they leave their kids in a hot car. And so apparently researchers found that if you leave a child, right, let's say in a car for an hour versus one parked in the shade for an hour, all right, even the ones in the shade, the cabin temperature can reach about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So you don't leave a kid in a car no matter what. I don't care if you parked under a tree. I don't care if you parked near a sign. You don't leave your kid in a car. Could cause deadly heat stroke, cause a whole variety of things. And it blows my mind how people do this. They'll go into a Walmart, go to Target, do their shopping, leave their kid in the car. So, people, don't be stupid. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My next guest has been frequently on the show. I love him. Andrew Coates, chair of the American Chemical Society, the Southern Nevada section, vice chair of the American Chemical Society Western Regional Board. He's a JD, MBA, and he is running for District 12 Board of Regent in my neck of the woods in Southern Nevada. Andrew, thank you for coming on. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good. No, thank you. I mean, it's been, when it comes to campuses and school safety and campus security, I mean, I figured we'd have you come on and, give us your take. But first, can you explain to everybody, what does a Board of Regents do?
Well, the Board of Regents governs the entire Nevada system of higher education. So every university campus, every community college campus, state college campus, even some research institutions, those all come under the purview of the Board of Regents. So it's like a corporate board of directors in a sense, but for the entire higher education system.
Okay. Does the Board of Regents have power to institute safety suggestions and protocols and things like that?
Well, the Board of Regents makes policies for the entire system. And, of course, they have the power to, investigate particular matters on campus and then have direct communication to the chancellor who is the top administrator for the entire system, as well as, they can get in touch with the individual presidents of the individual campuses as well.
Yeah, no, that's pretty, pretty powerful. You know, I went to UNLV undergrad in Southern Nevada, and then I went to medical school in UNR, and then I did a year at UCLA. And when I went to college, it was in the 90s, okay, so I'm a little old day, but I was in the 90s, and one of the worst things that would happen on campus would be rapes. And so sexual assault, rapes, we didn't have to worry so much about somebody coming onto campus and shooting people.
Right.
And I find it fascinating that the UNLV, for instance, I haven't visited a lot of other campuses, they have these phone sites where you could get a police officer under a minute if you feel like you're being followed or assaulted. And I found that phenomenal that the school built those, put those up there. I'm surprised it took 20 years to do. That would have been wonderful back in the 90s. My guess is they didn't have the technology then.
Right. Those are emergency blue lights, and those are very essential that every campus has those and has a sufficient number of those, and also that regular maintenance is performed on those emergency blue light phones to make sure they are, effective and working.
Yeah. And it looks like there's tons of them. It looks like almost every 50 or 100 feet there is
one.
And they should be very easy to use. And because that was scary. I had night classes. My classes would get out at 9, 10 o'clock at night. The campus is dark. It was scary time. So obviously campuses take security very seriously. So what do you think is going on throughout the country from the college standpoint in terms of these, in terms of shootings and campus security? What do you think? What do you know is being discussed behind closed doors?
Well, you need to have effective active shooter and disaster response plans, and I'm sure many campuses do, but you have to continue. Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I think one of the habits is sharpening the saw to make sure that you are always learning. You need to, when it comes to response plans, never assume you know everything and just keep trying to make sure that your response plans are up to date. And I think particularly a good suggestion or a good policy to bring into place is student training programs for how to respond in disasters or when there's a shooter. And this can be mandatory or voluntary, depending on the size of the campus and how feasible that is. But I think if you also had more students who were trained on how to respond as well, that would be very helpful dealing with these situations in the future.
In terms of college campuses, and I know it varies throughout the country, how many police officers or armed officers usually average on each campus?
Oh, that's a hard one to answer because the sizes are so different. Of individual campuses.
Yeah, I've tried to look it up also. I can't find a ratio or, Yeah, I mean, I remember when I went to UNLV, there was a police force.
Yeah.
I think maybe 12 officers at the time, you know, and so, you know, I'm wondering if a lot of campuses now have to, you know, step up and have, I don't know what the number would be, 150, 200, et cetera, but, you know, campuses, they're cities. They're the size of a city, you know?
Right. That's right. Absolutely right.
Man, we're talking to Andrew Coates, chair of the American Chemical Society, Southern Nevada section, vice chair, American Chemical Society, Western Region Board, and he's a JD MBA and running for Board of Regent, District 12, in my neck of the woods in Southern Nevada. You know, what do you think college campuses, besides campus security, what else do you think should be a big focus in the next coming academic year?
Well, certainly here in Nevada, I think boards and regents need to look out for the entire state rather than, you know, advocating for one particular campus or region of the state over another. That's certainly a huge issue in terms of, you know, our state personally in Nevada. So that's something I want to work on. But another thing is research institutions working to bring more of those to campus, partnering with, you know, government institutions and private institutions, like the, you know, EPA lab that was on the UNLV campus. That was a great thing that we had there.
Oh, yeah, I worked there. Yeah, I know. That was really good. I love that that was there.
Oh, yes.
I got to work under your mom, as you know. For everybody, I worked under Jeanette Van Emmen, beautiful woman. She was my boss for a couple years when I worked under the EPA. And I, you know what? No, she didn't fire me. Everybody would think, oh, man, you must have gotten fired a lot as a kid. No, I didn't. I didn't. She put up with me. So she's a tough lady. Your mom is a tough cookie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your dad, too. And telling my listeners, his dad taught one of my chemistry classes, Gary Coates. So I got to tell you, this family has had to be exposed to my crazy for decades now. And so, Andrew, I'm surprised they even introduced us, you know, because, you know, they should have kept you safe.
No, we love you. So thanks for all you do.
No, you're good. So, you know, I also love your science background. I'm noticing a lot of schools, medical schools, are incorporating more fancy schmancy sort of tech when it comes to science. Like some medical schools, they don't even have cadavers anymore. They actually have these virtual cadavers and things like that. I mean, do you see a lot of science programs starting to implement more, you know, Iron Man type of computer technology as opposed to, you know, the old school sort of cadavers and bodies and dissections?
Well, yes, and that's great. And scientific studies are always changing and always improving or adapting to new technology. So it's, you know, very great and very important that we continue to do that. And, you know, that's all about the research dollars as well. So that's why it's very important to have a top tier research institutions in your higher education systems.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's interesting because money does drive it. So if there are companies that are looking to fund a project, you doing something that, you know, it doesn't appeal to them, that may not attract them. And so that's kind of interesting. To me, I like old school. You know, I like to sit there and all night long dissect and work and touch, you know, and it's because I feel incompetent when it comes to computers. But what I see these computers can allow is it's brilliant. I mean, you could see different levels and 3D imagery. And, you know, I mean, I it was so difficult to see a vein or an artery in the body. And I'd be like, I'd pretend I could see it because, you know, it didn't show up. But now you can, like, pull it out. I bring up Iron Man technology. By the way, Andrew, do you have time to stay on for another segment? I know you're busy, but can you stay on for another segment?
I think that can work. That's great.
Awesome. All right. We're talking to Andrew Coates, JD MBA, Board of Regents candidate for District 12, also chair of the American Chemical Society and vice chair for the Western Regional Board, Southern Nevada section. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about, I want to talk about, you know, millennials and, you know, what a college degree means nowadays and how we can make them more valuable. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe I'll go back to college. I love my college days, man, and I looked good, too. I sure was skinnier back then. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're joined by Andrew Coates, JD, MBA, Chair of the American Chemical Society and Vice Chair of the Regional Western Board. Andrew, thank you again for staying on with us. You know, I'm looking at these headlines that we've received that has come through over the past few months, like from Forbes. If there's one thing millennials regret, it's going to college. Brookings Institution, where do the most there's a couple other ones I don't want to say. How prevalent are college degrees among millennials? Do millennials think college is worth the cost? And this was interesting. Last fall they were talking about not a midlife crisis, but a quarter-life crisis that millennials are facing after college. And, you know, running for District 12 Board Regent in Southern Nevada, you know, this must be something that kind of plagues a lot of you that are very instrumental in college planning. If you're consumer doesn't think their product is going to be worth it, then, you know, how do you attract more consumers? What do you think is going on with, you know, the millennials' attitudes towards college?
Well, first of all, a lot of these issues manifest themselves far before, you know, it's even time to graduate high school. So what we can do as a governing board for a higher education system is doing a continual community needs assessment for mm-hmm. different parts of the population, different high school campuses, different areas, and see what students need and, you know, try to partner as best as possible with the school districts, the local school districts, to see what we can do. And that can be through the form of, you know, assigning top-quality counselors from the higher education system to communicate with schools and students as to what, you know, college requirements are. But another key point is having options available so that, you know, college isn't for everyone, and not mm-hmm. every student knows exactly what they want to do when they get out of high school. So having more options, maybe at the, you know, state college or community college level, for having, you know, continuing to take courses in education and continuing your education, you know, even if you're not sure if college is right for you, I sort of call having a customizable education. Another mm-hmm. thing you can do to attract more students, or, you know, make students less afraid of, you know, signing up for college, is lock in tuition rates. And that means that, you know, for students who are committed to having a, you know, pursuing a degree within our system, your tuition cannot be raised while you're a student. And that will help students and families with budgeting for a college education. You know, I went to the University of California, Davis. Mm-hmm. They raised fees on us many times while we were there. So,
wow.
It makes it hard to budget, and that's a huge deterrent for a lot of people in going to college.
That's a brilliant point. You know, locking in the, you know, if you, you know, are committing to a 4-year degree or a 5-year degree, that just like, you know, when you're like a subscription or whatever, then that should be the price. You shouldn't have to be, you know, a dupe 2 years in or 3 years in, and then unfortunately you don't have the loans taken out, you don't have the grants, you don't have the money to help get you through. That's very good. That's a good thought. We're talking to Andrew Coates, JD MBA, Board of Regents candidate for District 12 in my neck of the woods in Southern Nevada. You know, I had a professor write me a long time ago, I think it was about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, saying that his students, he was a college professor, can't write. He's looking at their papers, and it's fifth, sixth grade level. And I've been hearing lots of grumblings about how people are a little stupider than they used to be. And I don't like that term, stupider. But people, I guess, in the younger generation did not have as rigorous schooling as us older folk, and such that we have people coming into college that don't write college level the way we have to write college level, or they're struggling in math. In fact, I was playing blackjack a long time ago, and there were two people at my table who couldn't add the cards. I thought they were joking, and they were using their fingers to add up the cards. And I saw the, you know, the dealer kind of get frustrated. And so maybe education, you know, back in middle school, grade school, high school, is allowing people to graduate or just awarding A's to everybody, such that by the time they do get to college, they feel like they fail, and then they don't want to continue. I don't know. That's one of my theories.
No, that's a great point, and that is a major issue we're facing across the nation. And that, you know, goes back to my point that you really need to address this within the primary education days. And, you know, higher education institutions need to stick to their standards. We can't devalue, you know, college degrees within our system, especially if we're trying to move up in the rankings. But at the same time, we can, you know, do everything in our power to reach out to students and schools before they get to college, before it's even time to start thinking about, you know, applying to college, and making sure that college requirements are understood, and doing our best to help the school district implement whatever educational means are necessary to reach college writing levels in math and, you know, any other skills that are required.
Mm-hmm. You know, you would think that with the Board of Regents and all the administrators and college campuses and schools, what they need to do is, you know, concentrate most of their efforts on education. And unfortunately, with, you know, what's been going on with school violence and sexual harassment and sexual assault, it seems like everybody's focus is, you know, started to be thinned out and dispersed and deflected to multiple areas. You know, one thing you and I were talking about on break was how, you know, there's an extensive sexual harassment protocol, which is good. A campus needs that. But, you know, it's really distracting that, you know, as you guys want to, you know, make curricula and you know, strengthen, you know, the education of the students, there's so much effort that has to go into all these other things that, you know, how are things, how involved is the sexual harassment policy and protocol that you guys have or are working on?
Well, you know, let me tell you, that's a concern for harassment of all types that I've encountered, and people have, you know, brought specific situations to me, and they actually don't know what to do. They don't know who to go to, or where to, you know, air their grievances. And that's actually something that every institution needs to take a look at, to have clearly defined, you know, countermeasures to harassment, and, you know, maybe outside, you know, reporting agencies, so that people don't, you know, feel that they can only, you know, turn to the inside to, you know, their grievances and what, you know, and address things that need to be addressed. Mm-hmm. So that's a key issue there.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's complex. It's multifaceted because you have, one, the people that are getting assaulted or people who feel harassed. And then you have those that may make false claims. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, I mean, you know, people are like, gosh, you know, why is college so expensive? I know why college is expensive. I mean, you look at security, you look at committees and administration and multiple faculty and, you know, what do you think about the prices of college? I mean, do you think they're justified, or do you think things could be done to make them, or do you think we don't spend enough money?
Well, I wouldn't, you know, say we don't spend enough money, but there's, you know, there is a lot going into it, to be sure. There's a lot going into it, and it's expensive, and, you know, it's always going to be expensive. So what we can do is hopefully, you know, drive up alumni donations, and, you know, our, that's one thing, for scholarships or just, you know, defraying the cost of an education, because there is a lot that goes into, you know, a college education and a college campus. It is like, you know, it's like a city, you know.
Right.
So it's not, it's going to be hard to cut costs without cutting, you know, safety measures and the quality of education. But what we can do is try to be proactive and have a, you know, active alumni base. You know, talking about UNLV, we have a great alumni community, and so we need to stay, you know, engaged and also communicate to alumni groups that we are, you know, a stable institution, and that, you know, you should get behind us, and it's a great investment for the community and for our future.
Big time. Andrew, how can people find you?
Well, I have a website, and that is my last name, so CoatesForNevada.com. My name is CoaTes, then the number 4, and then Nevada spelled out .com. I have a Twitter, also CoatesForNevada. Everything is CoatesForNevada with me. My Facebook and Twitter handles, like I guess you call them, all CoatesForNevada.
Love it. Good, and good luck with the primary in a couple weeks. I am so glad you're... you know, you're there and, you know, doing the good fight. So thank you so much, Andrew. We can't wait to have you back on.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. All right, guys, when we come back, a lady claims an officer assaulted her, but the body cam showed, no, he didn't. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I was not a fan of these body cams that police officers had to wear. I was concerned that they might second-guess themselves, that it would be distracting, that when you have to use instinct or use foul language, or have an attitude that you feel could later be publicized for the world to see, you might stop and think. And when it comes to instinct, You know, and we doctors have to have that when we're in an operating room and or an ER, etc. You need to be able to just do and act naturally. And me, with my media experience, I still get distracted by a camera. I see a camera. I know a camera's on. Yeah. I'll suck in my stomach. I will. I'll fix my hair. I'll stop for a second. And so, luckily, when I was in training and in my ER days, we didn't have active cameras. You know, you didn't have people with cell phones and taking selfies of you, etc. But I got to tell you, in my practice, when people would start to come in and take pictures with me and all that, it was different. People trying to record the audio. You know, well, you didn't tell me that my sugars could go up, and you didn't mention this one, you know, risk factor. I just didn't know what that would entail. And to have footage, right, of something that could be lifelong and misinterpreted and edited, right, does make you not act the way you normally would. Everyone's like, oh, I act naturally in front of a camera. You never act naturally. You always watch what you say, you know. And so when it comes to having to break down a door, trying to apprehend somebody, having your life on the line, I was not a fan of cops having to have these body cams because I thought it would impede what they need to do. Until today. So many of you guys had heard that there was a woman who said a Texas state trooper sexually assaulted her during a DUI arrest. She got a lawyer, civil rights officer. It was huge. Her claims were shared more than 50,000 times online. Sherita Dixon Cole accused DPS trooper Daniel Hubbard of forcefully groping her in a sexual assault both inside and outside of his cruiser during a traffic stop last weekend. There's a social activist, Sean King, that spread the word. Her attorney, Lee Merritt. Merritt was retained to represent her for a civil rights violation arising from the sexual assault allegations. But when you look at the body cam, the video footage from the, you know, body cam that the cop was wearing, there was no assault. So she had been driving while intoxicated. She was taken to Ellis County Jail, charged with the DUI. Or now it's DWI. In a two-hour video, Hubbard approaches the vehicle, that's the officer, asks Dixon Cole why she didn't stop sooner. After he turned on his lights, administered field sobriety tests, determined she was intoxicated, and then handcuffed her, put her in the car. She turns around, claims she was sexual assault. People believed it. As a woman, I want to smack her upside the head. I want to see this woman in jail for years. And she needs to be made an example of anybody out there that wants to claim assault when it never happened. That's just plain evil. Now, the lawyer has had to turn around and apologize. Merritt says it is deeply troubling when innocent parties are falsely accused. And I am truly sorry for any trouble these claims may have caused Officer Hubbard and his family. I take full responsibility for amplifying these claims to the point of national concern. This guy should lose his, he should be disbarred. Shouldn't be practicing law. Now, in Texas, they say filing a false police report is a Class B misdemeanor. According to Section 37.08 of the Texas Penal Code, this should be a felony. Filing a false police report should be a flippin' felony. There was a lot of F's in that sentence. I was so afraid some other F's would have come out. I'm furious. Ellis County DA Patrick Wilson said, I see an officer who conducts himself exactly as society demands. Police conduct themselves today beyond reproach. Tragically, that officer was publicly and maliciously persecuted. What happened to that officer is a shame. She should be sued. She should be put in jail, and the lawyer should be sued, and the social activist should be sued. Lawsuits should be a flying. Now, looks like the body cam thing may be here to stay. And if those body cams are protected, I just want our police officers and our citizens protected. So if the body cams is a form of protection, great. If they find studies that the body cams limit or inhibit or distract, then we'll have to deal with that and then remove them. But for now, if it's protecting officers who are doing their job, and wasn't there a movie where somebody was getting arrested and they were telling the officer, you're grabbing my butt, you know, because the officer has to frisk you and things like that. And so, and you know, if you've ever been frisked, you don't get assaulted. I mean, yeah, sometimes they have to look for things hidden in certain areas, you know, but that's not considered assault. You're being frisked. And, you know, God bless our police officers or any of our first responders that have to, you know, implement care. I mean, I'm wondering if paramedics are going to need body cams. You know, well, you know, when he was doing an EKG and putting the leads on, he touched my breasts. Well, if you had to move your breast tissue over to put the lead on because he thought you were having a heart attack, that's not assault. You had to move over the breast. Oh, no, I was assaulted. Okay, so somebody could say, fine, let's have the paramedics put cameras on. But you as a patient get undressed. You have, I mean, where's your privacy? Look at this woman who was arrested. Her arrest now, not very flattering by any means, that's videotaped. It is now all over the internet, all over the world can see her get her arrest. Not sure how she's going to get another job with this one. So we're going to lose our privacy with these cameras. And it's our fault. False accusations, false claims, or inappropriate actions mandating this. I do not want my paramedic visit, if God forbid I need a paramedic, videotaped. Shirt being ripped open, you know, leads being put on, CPR being administered. I don't want that stuff on camera. It's going to be. Later, everything's going to be videotaped. With all these accusations and all these, oh, he assaulted me or she assaulted me, then fine, it's on camera. Everybody can see. So, it's frustrating. There's been talk about doctors having video cameras within the exam room, so there's proof that they didn't assault or improperly touch you. I am not going to want to go for a pap smear and have a camera there. And I don't think the person who is watching the footage is going to want to see that also. But say goodbye to privacy. And by the way, there's cameras already all over the place. There's, you know, everybody has security cameras and all that. You may step outside of a restaurant to straighten your underwear, right, or readjust. That's on camera. There are things that we've done, picked our noses, farted, whatever. It's on camera. I told you guys about my needing to change to dress at a dressing room. I was buying an outfit. I was in, I believe, a JCPenney. That camera looked like it looked straight into the dressing room. It looked into the mirror so the mirror could reflect. There's no privacy. People are going to see us naked. People are going to know our medical conditions. People are going to see us get arrested or have interactions with the police, say things, then, you know, use choice language. And, you know, in this particular case, I want our officers protected. And anybody falsely accusing somebody of sexual assault needs to have the book thrown at them. This woman is a piece of work. She ruins it for any one of us that actually it was assaulted and nobody would believe. And this is why. She's a real piece of work. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.